There are medicines that ease the pain, Catherine said, and on these she and Tom were spending hundreds of dollars. They found themselves playing make-believe, trying to ignore what was happening to their family of four. We never talk about it, confessed Tom. We just go along as if we were all going to be together forever. That's the only way. We're so happy together, Catherine said with a too big smile. As long as we're together, it doesn't seem so bad. We just pretend I'm the way I was when Tom married me. They hadn't given up looking for a cure. Catherine found herself trying various Chicago hospitals and dentists, pushing herself to get to the appointments, even though she frequently fainted during the course of the examinations due to the pain. She was looking for help, a commentator said, any way she could get. But no one could stop the disintegration of Catherine's mouth, which grew more serious by the day. The women struggled on, downcast about the devastating loss of their court case, in denial about the looming demise that seemed inevitable. And then, just at the end of the year, word of another legal judgment reached them. It didn't necessarily affect their case, but it was of considerable interest nonetheless. On 17th of December, 1935, the ruling finally came back on the Irene Laporte case in New Jersey, which her husband Vincent had been fighting for more than 4 years. This was the case the United States Radium Corporation had chosen to see through to judgment, the one on which they had placed their bets. The company, by now, did not deny the cause of death. It simply cited the statute of limitations as the reason why it should not have to pay. Once Irene's employment was terminated, the USRC lawyers stated, all duty we had to that girl as our employee ceased. There is no relation afterwards. She is a perfect stranger. Several dial painters testified at the trial. Many had their own lawsuits pending. All pinned their hopes on Irene winning her case, but if she did, the verdict would apply to them too. Everyone gathered to hear the judgment. The judge began. Naturally, there is no question as to where the sympathies of any human being would lie in a case of this sort. It is tempting, in the light of the knowledge of today, to create the thought that the company must have been negligent in some way. But it should be noted that this case must be decided on the facts as they existed in the light of the knowledge of 1917. A court has no power to adjust the law to meet the needs of a time when no such case as this could be foreseen. He concluded bluntly. The case must be dismissed. USRC had chosen well. 7 years on from Grace Fryer's case, there was now no censure in the media, no censure even from the judge. The company had the answer it was looking for, not guilty. Justice had been denied to Irene Laporte, but not just to her. For all those New Jersey dial painters with lawsuits still pending, for all the families battling on for loved ones who had died, for all those New Jersey women who had not yet found a worrying lump on their hip or their leg or their arm, but who would in future, justice was denied. It had been, the USRC executives reflected, a very good day indeed.